The Trump administration hasn't included the Peace Corps in its proposal for fiscal year 2018. It proposed cutting the international affairs budget by nearly a third. It struck funding for the Legal Services Corporation, which provides funds for poor people to defend what little they have. And as we're all aware, it's advanced its war on truth by trying to cut the budget of National Public Radio. None of that will save much in the budget, but it will damage the country and make life coarser and less secure for the people in it. On February 27, 2017, retired 3- and 4-star flag and general officers from all branches of the armed services wrote congressional leadership, quote, to share our strong conviction that elevating and strengthening diplomacy and development alongside defense are critical to keeping America safe, close quote. These generals and admirals told Congress from their own experience, quote, that many of the crises our nation faces do not have military solutions alone. From confronting violent extremist groups like ISIS in the Middle East and North Africa, to preventing pandemics like Ebola and stabilizing weak and fragile states that can lead to greater instability, as well as refugee flows that are threatening America's strategic allies in Israel, Jordan, Turkey, and Europe, close quote. These military officers made it plain that, quote, the military needs strong civilian partners in the battle against the drivers of extremism, lack of opportunity, insecurity, injustice, and hopelessness, close quote. From their experience, quote, the State Department, USAID, Millennium Challenge Corporation, Peace Corps, and other development agencies are critical to preventing conflict and reducing the need to put our men and women in uniform in harm's way, close quote. The Trump administration's blueprint for fiscal year 2018 for 150 international affairs budget functions included no budget proposal for the Peace Corps. According to the Congressional Research Service, the nearly 250,000 Peace Corps volunteers who've served in 141 countries provide a form of public diplomacy for America, not to mention the short-term postings for emergency, humanitarian, and development assistance at the community level, including post-tsunami Thailand and Sri Lanka and post-earthquake Haiti. And they bring back with them and help the rest of us understand other parts of the world that few of us get to see. Both the specific attack on the Peace Corps and the general attack on diplomacy are part of the foolish short-sightedness of the current administration. Apparently, the administration doesn't like poor people in the United States any more than abroad, as it made clear by trying to end the Legal Services Corporation. In commentary in the Times Union, Dean Alicia Ouellette of Albany Law School just stuck to the facts. People facing life-altering crises, parents losing custody of their children, families facing wrongful foreclosures, veterans wrongly denied benefits, the elderly scammed of life savings by fraudulent businesses, farmers struck by natural disaster, need the help of lawyers. But for the Trump administration, if you're too poor to hire an attorney, you don't deserve justice. It's not just the people who are deprived of their rights, it's the public as well. According to a Massachusetts study, government funding of various types of legal representation showed returns of from 2 to 5 times the amount expended on counsel, depending on the area of legal services, not including the very significant benefits to state residents. Those benefits can be very significant. Dean Ouellette cited a study by the New York City Bar Association showing savings to the city of more than half again the cost of providing legal help to people who can't afford it in a variety of non-criminal matters. Other studies similarly show that the cost of erroneous convictions vastly exceeds the cost of providing counsel. For this president, no injury to the public or to the vulnerable is too great.